Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clock hour. Another story we're going to talk about has to do with recycling and responsible use. And this is a story much closer to home out of Edwardsville, Illinois. You may have heard the reports this week that Edwardsville has approved fees for paper and plastic bag use in their stores. So basically, starting next spring, if you go into any of the big box stores in Edwardsville, now this does not apply to some of the smaller mom and pop shops that they have in Edwardsville, which they have quite a few of those, but the bigger stores like the Kohl's and the grocery stores and things like that that are in Edwardsville, for every bag that you use at the checkout, paper or plastic, there's going to be a 10-cent fee imposed on the use of that. And the thought is, of course, to encourage people to bring their own bags. The interesting part of this is not necessarily considered a tax because it's not in any way going to go back to Edwardsville. In fact, the money is going to stay with those retailers. And number one, the thought is that it will help them implement this because obviously there's probably some changes that they're going to have to make in their systems to be able to charge this 10-cent fee per bag. But also that maybe it will encourage these stores as well to use some of those funds that they have coming in to maybe actually purchase reusable bags that they can hand out to their customers. So we're going to speak with one of the Edwardsville council members that pushed for this and helped get this passed just about why this is important. If they are worried that there's going to be any backlash to this, that people won't want to shop in Edwardsville because they might have to pay extra for bags.